You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, book reviewer Sarah Bagby looks at a collection of stories that are very relevant to today's social climate.
The short stories in Friday Black by Nana Kwame Ajay-Brenya, who was just named one of the 5 under 35 authors to watch by the National Book Foundation, are wholly original in their depiction of what it feels like to be young and Black in America. In the title story, Ice King, working in a box store, is determined to win the prized coat by selling the most of a fleece vest on Black Friday to customers stomping each other on the way to get to the bargains. In contrast, an affluent family casually shopping for a ski trip deliberates over what things cost. Ice King gently coaxes the parents into a purchase. The veneer of fiscal responsibility is shattered as the decisions of what is needed are exposed. The story, The Finkelstein Five, is a takedown of our justice system. When the story opens, Emmanuel is on the phone scheduling a job interview. He scaled his blackness factor down to 1.5 on a scale of 10. When he's in public, the lowest he can go is 4.0. Then, if it goes above 4, the measure is because of something external, the xenophobic measure of blackness as a threat. The similarities to the murder of Trayvon Martin cannot be overlooked. The son of Ghanaian immigrants in Friday Black, Ajay-Brenya skews reality just enough to be dystopian, implements satire to make us laugh as we swallow brutality and racism, and illustrates how unjust the world is when people are given the right to play God. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.